This is St. Louis Public Radio. The death of Michael Brown and its aftermath have invigorated a core group of protesters. Now, a few of them are becoming actors as well as activists. The transition is the brainchild of a small theater group called Gitana Productions. Founder Cecilia Nadal commissioned a play inspired by the events and wanted to include Ferguson residents in the cast. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler introduces us to David Royal, a protester who's taking it from the streets to the stage.
I met David Royal near his Canfield Green apartment in Ferguson on a recent blustery 10-degree morning. But it was much hotter there on Saturday, August 9th, when Royal heard gunshots outside his door. A former Marine, his first instinct was to help.
I thought that, a couple young guys had got into it or something, so I came down to see if, I could do anything, lend some assistance or whatever when I was coming.
Of course, only one man was actually shot that day. Michael Brown, a friend of Royal's son's, killed by Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. 33-year-old Royal says law enforcement with machine guns and police dogs arrived soon after a local crowd began to gather, including Brown's relatives.
They were sitting over in that line right there, Mike Brown's mom, some of his family and everything, and some of the mothers from the community screaming, "Somebody has to do something."
Royal decided that he would become one of those somebodies, and despite being in school full-time and raising four kids, he joined a group of regular demonstrators in the emerging movement.
What do you want? When you want it? What do you want?
Then he heard about a new call for activism. Black and Blue is a play exploring tensions between African Americans and the police. It's a theme that resonates with Royal, whose mother and stepfather are both police officers.
They still part of a system that's messed up. And I don't think that they are, or anybody part of the system, is doing enough to change it for the people.
Royal had to make changes of his own to be in a play. He'd never acted before, but he's a good sport about theater exercises that may involve awkward movements and sounds.
It seems silly when you're doing little exercises, fee, fi, fo, and all that, but then you laugh a little bit and you feel more comfortable with it. And you see somebody else that, thought he was some hardcore guy out here too, because y'all always, hey, F the police together, but now you get to see a different side. And then that builds relationships, and then we take that back home. And
then the class gets down to some serious stuff on a very serious night, the six-month anniversary of Brown's death. To help himself get ready for the stage, Royal recites a poem by Robert Frost.
Some say the world will end in fire, some saying ice.
The fire stands for protest, Royal explains, and the ice is about calmer reactions, like political solutions, and this play. Royal is cast in a natural role, as a protester. It was easy for director Cecilia Nadal to see his potential.
He's able to share feelings in a way that sometimes is unusual for men. He can say, "I felt hurt." He's able to say, "My people are in pain."
Royal hopes the play will set an example for his kids and his community by helping him chip away at his own personal barriers.
Because that's the reason that we had these kind of murders and things out here in the street, because we don't understand each other. So it's about breaking down walls.
Black and Blue will open in May, with all performances free to the public. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.